I just want to talk to you about our spring seminar. Other than perhaps our state convention, it's the next thing that we do that requires a lot of labor because it goes on for a day and a half. The first day, we've been doing this seminar for now, I would imagine about 8 or 9 years, and it lets you know that patience is really a virtue. Debbie was talking today during the student lunch when we honored one of our parents, Nellie Gamino, about the time when they put on the seminar. It was just then a parent seminar, and only one parent showed up. And they, you know, were very disappointed and depressed, but over the years, Patty and Debbie and others in our affiliate just kept on, and the seminar began to expand. So now what we have is the first day of the seminar is devoted to programming as it relates to teachers of the visually impaired. 3 years ago, we became a provider so that the teachers could earn credits toward their educational credits that they needed in order to qualify to continue to teach. And so, for example, at this last spring seminar, Amy Lund, who is also the teacher for our Braille Enrichment Literacy and Learning program, did a presentation on the National Reading Media Assessment. And that's basically an assessment that says what medium should your child be reading at? Is it regular print, large print, Braille, a combination of those? There is an assessment that can be done to give teachers an idea of when the child may need to switch. And that was a very popular segment. We had someone come from the director of the Beep Kickball Association. Judy Bird came in and showed us how to play Beep Kickball in an accessible way. So we learned a new game, and our Bell kids, they would have gotten a chance to play it at the Chicago Bell program, but I think it was raining that day and they didn't get a chance to do it. Natalie Shaheen, who was then the director of education at the Jernigan Institute, also came out and shared the event with us, and she gave quite a bit of content on education of children with multiple impairments, including blindness. Now, the second day of the program, which is usually done on Saturday, I think I said it was a day and a half, but really it's 2 days, there's one track for parents where we cover various programs to help parents of blind children. And so this time around, we did a mock IEP, which is the educational plan. Thank you. And so that helps school districts, parents, to know what is it that the child needs in order to succeed in his educational process during his entire school life. So that was something to help our parents because many of them have difficulty knowing what to expect when you have to go to an IEP. They don't often appreciate how critical this really is to their children. So I think that was one of our highlights, and Amy participated in that as well. Now our students have a track of their own. And this year's focus was the online educational experience. Many people are choosing to get their college education online. And so I know that there was quite a bit of discussion on how to do that. Now, the big thing about the students is originally when they started with their program a few years ago, they were only directing it to students here in Illinois. But this year and the prior year, we actually invited students from other states. So we invited students from Indiana, from Michigan. We had students from Colorado. And once again, we had students from Minnesota. So we trying to establish relationships within our region with other students so that they can kind of be a resource for each other and kind of be that support that they need because they know the things that they face. So we are begin to think about our spring seminar for next year, which looks like it will occur the weekend of April 15th. And so almost as soon as this convention is over, we will probably have our first meeting to plan for that. So that is our spring seminar in a nutshell. Do I have any questions?
Jamal,
yes, Jamal.
Where will the spring seminar be held at in 2016?
We don't quite know for certain, most likely Chicago. We don't know the hotel to be certain. It's probably going to be the same hotel that we had last year, the Midway Marriott. They have given us a bid, but of course we always look at other places.